Lanolin Plus brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, Cliff, you help me, I'll move you down.
It's Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, and Ray Noble and his orchestra, brought to you, transcribed, by the makers of famous Lanolin Plus products for softer, more youthful-looking skin and lovelier, more manageable hair. Tonight, our guest is Jane Wyman. If you're wondering how you can look more youthful and radiant, you'll welcome the promise in the words you'll hear tonight about Lanolin Plus. Yes, its very name promises you new softness and smoothness for your skin and a lovely new luster for your hair. Even if your beauty's on a budget, you can have the very best. For most Lanolin Plus products cost such a tiny price. Only a dollar and tax at all cosmetic counters. And now, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Ray, have you seen Charlie?
No, boy, I've been lucky so far. But why don't you ask that little old man with the long white beard coming this way? Perhaps he's seen Charlie.
Well, I think I will.
On second thoughts, Edgar, let me.
Oh.
Yes, I have so few lines on the show today, old boy. I say, you with the beard. Have you seen Charlie McCarthy?
What you say there? No, sir, I'm a perfect stranger. I just came in here to win a refrigerator.
All right. It's you, Charlie.
Is it?
Yeah. Any fool could see through that disguise.
Oh? So you spotted me right away, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, don't loaf me out, old boy. I did, too.
Yeah,
but Charles, why the disguise?
Well, not so loud. I'm in Magneto.
You're what?
Innuendo I'm in?
No.
I'm all gratin.
No.
Well, anyway, I'm making like mint sauce.
Mint sauce?
I'm on the lam.
Oh, on the lam. Gee, Charlie, how do you manage to get into all this trouble?
Well, I just know the right people. Girls.
Yeah. Well, girls.
Yeah.
What's wrong now?
I lost my diary.
Oh.
Yeah. If it ever gets out, it'll be the biggest expose since the French bathing suit.
Oh. You're exaggerating.
Yeah? The stuff in my diary is so racy, I had to shut my eyes when I wrote it.
Oh.
It's the who's who of smooch and woo.
All right. How did you happen to lose your diary? Where did you keep it?
Well, it was so hot, it was a fire hazard.
Yeah.
So, I kept it in your deep freeze.
But I didn't see it in my deep freeze.
Well, I had it disguised.
Oh, I see.
It was wrapped and labeled spiced peaches. I see. Volume 2 was under hot tamales.
Was your diary loose leaf?
The term loose life fits it better.
Now, just what's in this diary, Charlie?
Yes, old boy, tell us what's in it.
Well, I tell you, on page 1, there's a lot of stuff about... No,
I'm sorry.
You fellas have led such sheltered lives, it wouldn't
be so. Oh, no, that's not so at all, old boy. No, back in England, I kept a diary of every date I ever had.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. I still remember the names. Gladys, Pamela, Laura, Penelope, Sam.
Sam?
Well, it gets very foggy in London, you know. Yes, you know, I found out my error when the band played a waltz and we both started to lead.
Now, look, T-Brain, I've got enough troubles. Bergen, you got to help me find my diary. If it ever gets out, their boyfriends will just kill me.
Yes, I know.
Well, old chap, it looks as though you'll have to take your medicine.
I am, and right now I'm going to take a powder.
Oh, excuse me, Charlie. There's a young man to see you. He says his name is Schuyler Van Snort.
Schuyler Van Snort? What does he want? I can't stand that society brat.
Hello, Charles. I'm here. All $4 million worth of money.
Beat it, Stinky. Take the next ill wind out of here, will you?
Oh, nothing doing. I'm here on business. I had my chauffeur drive me over in my brand new step-up Hudson.
You mean step down, don't you?
We Van Snort step down to no one.
Well, hoity-toity at the scrub. I'd like to beat him to death with a mink club or something. Now, get going, kid.
Listen, you sawed-off polo mallet.
What?
I know a word that will make your sap run cold.
What word?
The secret word is diary.
Give that man $100 and give me a ticket to Mexico. Yeah, I think I'll start a new life down there, training beans to jump.
I'm going to get even with you, Charles. Oh, I find that revenge is sweet and non-fattening.
That kid's a real stinker. I hate him. I've always hated him. So you're the thief who stole my diary, eh?
Why are you saying that?
Because it takes a thief to catch it. No. Scratch that off the record. Yes. Where is my diary now?
My butler has it pinned down to the ground with a forked stick.
I'll bet it wiggled till the sun went down. Yeah, but Stinky, I mean, Skyler, old pal, what are you going to do with my diary?
I'm going to publish it, I think. Why, this book will make a fortune. It will make my father's oil wells look like gopher holes. Good day, Charles.
Oh, get out of here, you kid. I'll clip him, so help me. I'll mow him down.
Ladies and gentlemen, now it is my pleasure to introduce one of the prettiest ladies in Hollywood, one of our more talented actresses, one of the most popular singers, and no, it's not a trio, it's our own Jane Wyman.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, and you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all the things you've always pined for. Gee, it's nice to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth, they don't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, that I can't give you anything but love. I cannot give you anything but love, baby. That is the only thing that I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, why don't you scheme a while, and you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all of the things that you have always pined for. Gee, it's nice to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth, they don't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, that I can't give you anything but love.
Oh. Well, here I am, Mr. Bergen.
Yes, I see the bill. I got here. Well,
Mortimer, I just heard the good news. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. Don't mind if I do, yes.
I heard about your hometown appointing you honorary mayor.
Well,
I'm thrilled. The name of Mortimer Snerd is beginning to mean something.
Yeah. Of course, I can always change it. Yeah.
Well, now, this should certainly stir your ambition.
Why? Is it sticking to the bottom? No, no.
Imagine you being picked as honorary mayor of Snurdville for boys' day.
Yeah, yeah. I'm their boy.
Yeah. You know, the boys of today will grow up to be the men of tomorrow.
No. Yeah. Sounds like a good arrangement.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised somebody hasn't thought of that before.
Well, that's ridiculous. All men were boys once.
Yes.
What else could you be?
Well, I guess that's right. Yeah, you could. You could grow up to, turn into, No, I'm thinking of caterpillars now. Yeah. Well, I guess there ain't much choice.
No, there is no. Now, tell me about your work as mayor. What recommendations have you made so far for Snurdville?
Well, I recommend they cut out that 8 o'clock curfew bell at night. I don't like that.
Why?
Well, it wakes up everybody.
What are you doing about the smog?
Well, we're just breathing it like everybody else.
Now, tell me, Your Honor, what are you going to do for the working man?
Well, what else? Tax him.
Tax him. Now, Snurdville is a rural community.
Yeah, that it is, yeah.
Now, what do you think is the answer to the farm problem?
Oh, fertilizer. I just installed Commissioner Ovigaro.
I see. What do you plan to do about criminals?
Well, I'll tell you. The way it looks to me is if we would just do away with crime, I don't think there'd be any criminals.
That's good thinking.
No, that was just a lucky guess. I see.
Now, what are some of your other duties?
Well, being mayor, I'm also fire commissioner.
Is that so? Yeah, well, fire commissioner, you know what that means, don't you?
Well, sure, I get a commission on every fire. You yeah. That was a kind of a scorcher.
Well, now, what are you going to do about getting rid of red tape?
I'm going to use green tape.
Well, Charlie, I understand you have a bit of advice for the lovelorn tonight. How about telling the girls about it?
All right. When March the 15th rolls round, my girl acts very snooty because the income man can't tax her lovely lanolin beauty.
But, Charlie, you mean lanolin plus beauty. You know, seriously, there is something about a girl with a lanolin plus complexion that always makes her stand out from the crowd. I think it must be that wonderful feeling of poise and self-confidence that a woman has when she knows she looks her very loveliest. And you will look your very best when you start using Lanolin Plus Liquid faithfully. For the wonderful softening quality of Lanolin Plus makes your skin softer, smoother, and so much more youthful looking. Yes, you can tell instantly. The very first time you smooth Lanolin Plus Liquid in, it penetrates, shares with your skin its abundance of precious esters and cholesterols that are the closest duplication of nature's own skin lubricants. Wouldn't you like to look into your mirror and suddenly discover skin beauty you never dreamed you had? You can, you know, when you let Lanolin Plus Liquid work its wonders on your skin. See for yourself. Start using Lanolin Plus Liquid tomorrow for a facial, as an overnight skin softener, and as a makeup base. Only a dollar and tax at all cosmetic counters.
Well, Charlie, I understand you've written a play for tonight's program.
That's right, Bergie. And it's all about the Old South. And it's entitled The Old South. That's pretty good so far, huh?
Yeah.
I play the part of the Colonel Sourmash.
I see.
Sir, of old Kentucky.
I see.
And Jack Kirkwood plays my son, Jasper, and Jane Wyman plays my daughter, Virginia.
Thank you, Colonel. I'm plum happy you're my pappy.
Yeah. That's the idea. Now, the scene opens on the Sourmash plantation in old Kentucky, and the cotton pickers are busy in the cotton fields, picking cotton.
Yeah.
And the colonel is busy with his racing farm picking horses.
Thank you.
Jasper? I say, Jasper. Confound it. Where are you, Jasper?
Here I am, Colonel, Father, sir.
Jasper, where are my glasses?
Right on the table there, Father, sir.
Well, fill them up, son. Fill them up. Now, get a move on, sir. Get a move on.
Yes, Father, Colonel, sir. Two mint juleps coming up.
Hello, Daddy. Are you all?
Well, hello, daughter, all of you. Come here and kiss your dear old daddy.
All right, Daddy.
You know, you can get a lot out of a part like this if you work it right. Let me look at you, gal. Oh, you're getting prettier every day. Your mother wore a dress like that about 30 years ago, and you look just like her.
Well, I ought to. It's the same dress.
Daughter, do you think the bustles will ever come back?
Well, they ain't never been any other place, Dad.
Now, come on. Now, give your old daddy another kiss. Hmm?
Yes, Father.
What a beautiful piece of casting. I may be young, but I'm tricky.
Can't I have a new dress, Daddy?
Daughter, I'm surprised at you. Ask you for a new dress in hard times like these? Why, there's barely enough money in the house to buy bourbon.
Here's your mint julep, Colonel, Father, sir.
Jasper, haven't you been sampling that bourbon, Lil?
Well, Father, I spilled a little, but I licked it up before it could eat a hole in the floor.
That's good work, son. Had something on my mind. Now, what was it? Oh, yes, of course. Daughter, come on, kiss your old daddy again.
Daddy, please, I need a new dress. Yeah. Easter's a-coming, and this is so old-fashioned. They ain't wearing them no more. No how. Are you all?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of sentiment attached to that dress. I wore it when I escaped through the Yankee lines in the Civil War.
This dress fits you all?
Oh, fits me, yeah. On the way through, I wandered into a Yankee party and had three dances with General Grant.
Yes, sir, Colonel, Father, sir. One mint julep coming up.
Ain't you rushing things, son? I ain't asked for it yet.
Well, I didn't want to wait till the last minute.
Daddy, would you all mind powerful much if I all told you all that I was fixing to get married? Daddy, Father, Daddy.
Married? My daughter. So I'm going to lose my little gal. Seems like only yesterday I took your little hand and made believe you were helping me up the stairs.
It was yesterday, and you weren't making believe.
Well, here's your mint colonel, Father Julep. Sir.
Jasper? Did you spill some more of that bourbon, Jasper?
Yes, sir. But this time, I caught it before it hit the floor.
So you really want to get married, daughter? That's mighty fine. That's mighty fine.
Then you approve of it, Daddy?
I was talking about the mint julep here. Now, tell me, who is this fine southern gentleman that wants to marry you?
Oh, Daddy, you all don't understand. You all don't even reckon. You all just don't, you all.
Daughter, what are you trying to say?
Well, Daddy, he's not a southern gentleman. He's a northern gentleman.
What's that? There ain't no such thing. Why, he's a gall-darn Yankee. No daughter of mine will ever wed a Yankee. Why, I'd rather
Daddy,
see you...
Daddy, he's rich.
Of course, on the other hand... Why should we southerners carry a grudge over something that happened years ago? There's no north and south anymore. It's all one country now. How much money has he got?
Well, he's a millionaire. Oh, Daddy, do you all really mean all that you're going to let me all marry him all?
Darn it, yeah. I've been thinking about your new boyfriend. I forgot all about myself. Come here, kiss your old daddy.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so happy I feel just like Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe?
She married a Yankee, too.
Them Yankees got something, and we need some of it down here. Virginia, daughter, I'd like to meet your handsome boyfriend.
Oh, but, Daddy, you haven't seen him yet. How do you know he's handsome?
Because there just ain't no such thing as an ugly millionaire.
Here's your main colonel, Father Julep, sir.
Thank you, Jasper. You're a chip off the old crow.
Yes, sir, colonel, father, sir. That old crow don't get a chance to get old around this house.
Gee, I sure am going to miss those cotton pickers. Coming home from the field singing Sweet Chariot.
Yeah, I bet you so.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Jasper, close that window, will you?
Swing yes, sir, father, sir.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
Thank you, son. That's better.
you all want another minute, Jasper, father?
Son, what you mean is, don't you want another father, Jasper Mint?
I reckon, sure enough.
And leave out the ice this time. Takes too much room in there.
Oh, there's someone at the door. It must be my fiance, Filbert.
Well, open the mint. I mean, open the door, son.
Yes, sir.
We are coming for two.
But I want you to meet my father, Colonel Sourmash.
Oh, happy to make your acquaintance, Colonel.
I crave your pardon, sir, but I'm his son, Mint Jasper. That's the colonel over there sitting in the julep.
Daddy, I want you to meet the man I love, Filbert Fink. He owns an ostrich farm in Connecticut.
Well, an ostrich farm, eh? Uh-huh. How many head?
Well, you know how ostriches are. I never see that end.
Well, of course, in that case... Yeah, well... I want to welcome you to our fine southern family, son.
Don't breathe on his glasses, father. You'll melt the frames.
Oh. Mr. Fink, when you marry my daughter, you'll be getting a thoroughbred.
Oh, thank you. I'll enter it in the Kentucky Derby.
Daddy, isn't Filbert wonderful? I bet he's different from what you expected.
No, I bet he's different from what his folks expected. Jasper, open the window. He looks like he needs air.
Yes, sir, Colonel Father, sir.
Carry me.
I'm glad that number's finished. Now tell me, Mr. Fink.
Yes, sir.
Do you have enough money to support me in the manner to which my daughter is accustomed?
Money? I don't have any money.
Well, what about all those ostriches?
I'm awfully sorry, old chap, but they don't have any money either.
But, daughter, you said he was a millionaire.
Oh, that was just a rumor, sir. It was started by my family to get me married.
Why, you're nothing but a gold-earn Yankee, then.
Here you are, Colonel Father, sir. Here's your double-shot barrel mint gun.
Thank you, son. I hope this gun is as loaded as you are. And now, you darn Yankee, take this.
Oh! Good shot, old chap. You've got me right above the Mason-Dixon line. Well, goodbye, all. Especially you, Virginia.
Daddy, you've killed him.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
There's only one thing I can think of. Daughter, come here and kiss your daddy.
And now, if we can get the sound man to nail the window open, let's hear our frustrated plantation singers with a complete version of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Penny Bob, ma chère, il do, qui vient de me porter chez moi. Penny Bob, ma chère, il do, qui vient de me porter chez moi.
the Jordan, and what did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
A band of angels coming after me.
Coming for to carry me home.
Sometimes I'm up, and sometimes I'm down.
Coming for to carry me home.
But still my soul feels heavenly bound.
Coming for to carry me home. Sing low, sweet chariot, coming to carry me home. Low, 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 bring it low, coming to carry me
How many times a day do you put your hands into water? Did you ever stop to think? Well, you know, every time you do, you rob them of a little more of the precious natural oils that keep skin soft and youthful looking. That's why it's so important to keep Lanolin Plus hand lotion on hand and use it all through your busy day. You see, Lanolin Plus hand lotion penetrates and helps replenish the oils that make your hands lovely and caressable, no matter how much work you do. For Lanolin Plus, with its beneficial esters and cholesterols, is the closest duplication of nature's own skin lubricants. Yes, there's a wonderful surprise in store for you when you start using Lanolin Plus hand lotion. For you'll find that the very first day, something almost unbelievable happens. Your hands begin to lose their dryness. Tiny lines become less noticeable. And best of all, your hands begin to belie the years so beautifully. Get Lanolin Plus hand lotion in the convenient dispenser bottle tomorrow. Only a dollar and tax. And now, here is Edgar Bergen.
I would like to thank Jane Wyman for joining us tonight. And before we go, here is our rural philosopher, Mortimer, with Snurd's words for the birds.
What was the query?
Thank you, Mark. Until next Sunday, good night, everyone.
Brought to you by Lanolin Plus over the CBS Radio Network at the same time. And remember, even if your beauty's on a budget, you get the very best when you get Lanolin Plus cosmetics for lovelier skin and beautiful hair. Tonight's Edgar Bergen Show with Jack Kirkwood and Richard Beals was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Sam Pierce, script by Norman Paul, Cy Rose, and Zeno Klinker. This is Bill Baldwin speaking. Next week, the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy will be presented by Chicken of the Sea, the greatest name in seafood. Buy Chicken of the Sea tuna at your food store tomorrow for the choice tuna center cuts at a budget price. And don't come home without a package or two of that all-new, all-delicious Chicken of the Sea tuna pie. Made with tender tuna light meat, fresh frozen in a seasoned-to-perfection blend of garden peas and very fresh milk and butter. Chicken of the Sea tuna pie, a great new American dish for lunch and supper.
This is the CBS Radio Network.